My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yesterday, it was plain and simple. Defense. Yay! Offense. Boo. Are you going to do it with me, or are you just going to look at me? I can't do it by myself.
I think you did it just fine. Was that bad offensively?
It was all right. So this, I thought it was more confirmation bias is what I'm looking for. If you went in looking for something bad, you were going to find it. Now the offensive line, false starts aplenty, and there were plenty of times where it's like, all right, this is a good ball. This is at the beginning of the session, right? It's a good ball, but that's a sack in real life. Like, Deshaun Watson's throwing a pretty decent ball, but that's a sack. He's getting tagged. It's a sack. So that is taken into account. I thought as the session went on, and I was on the other side of the field, so there was a little bit that you couldn't see, but I thought as the session went on, it got a little bit better. I still think it was a bit of a sloppy day on the offensive side of the ball for the Browns. Defensively, it was outstanding. Now, I don't know what J.J. McCarthy could have provided. I don't know if he's going to provide that type of spark to take them from 7-10 to back to the playoffs. I think they're in major trouble over there. They got Nick Mullins. He's getting picked off by late-round draft picks. I mean, it's the first day, and these things tend to flip-flop as time goes on, or at least there's a more spirited effort by the other side on the second day of joint practices. Usually that's why there might be some fisticuffs on day two of joint practices, which is something, yeah, because of the amount of trash talk that I heard, you might want to look out for today. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I know there's always threats about if you start the fight, you might have to play the whole game on Saturday if you're a starter. So you better keep your emotions in check. That is something that they are going to have to discuss and make sure, because there was a lot of trash talking going on. You're right there, and you can hear it, especially with the Browns DBs. They love to talk it. And they love to give it out, and they played well enough. They could certainly back it up yesterday. It was a rough day. Jordan Addison got one. Justin Jefferson, who looks like he's every bit worth the $35 million on one of those catches, he got one. Other than that, it was a frustrating day for Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins there throwing the football for the Minnesota Vikings. Defensively, I thought the Browns were great. Myles Garrett, I thought the Vikings, they would have done better putting out traffic barrels out at left tackle and right tackle against Myles Garrett than they would either of the guys that they threw out there against him on any session. He was great. Defensively, the defensive line moved so well. There's something I got to say at 7 o'clock, which is unfortunate football-wise, but it's true from what I saw with that defensive line. Linebackers look good. You know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he's an interesting study because he's, what, the sixth highest-paid linebacker now. And he's played very well for us two out of the last 3 years. And I think that season two, and I think I've been backed up by this. One, he was playing injured. Two, with the injury to Anthony Walker Jr., he had the green dot, but he also had a different defensive coordinator. And I think he was confused on really what to do, what to call. And he was kind of running out there just by the seat of his pants and trying to get it all figured out. And he was really put in a bad position. Last year, things were certainly more centered for him. He was able to play at a much better pace, and he was great the entire season. And he deserves the $25 million guaranteed, maybe even a little bit underpaid. But because of how he is, where the classic off-ball linebacker thing is being said now, which probably is the truth of it. You're a safety, you're a linebacker, you're a safe backer, whatever you might want to call it. I'm not sure how much money you can really give to a position like that because there's really not a huge market there or precedent that's set for a guy like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. But he looks fantastic. Secondary looked great. Defensive line looked really, really good. A lot of things going well for you defensively. Offensively, the false starts, that was rough. I heard Daryl yesterday speaking about DeJuan Jones. We can get that audio of Daryl yesterday about DeJuan Jones. He was critical. He was critical of the entire offense. But I thought, though, there were some really good balls thrown by Deshaun Watson. There were also some sketchy ones at the beginning of the practice. If you went in thinking he was going to struggle, I think you were confirmed. If you went in saying, hey, he's going to do well, I think that you saw enough where you could probably feel the same way. I think yesterday was a big, for us media, I think yesterday was big for confirmation bias. Here's Daryl Ryder on DeJuan Jones yesterday.
I got to tell you, that was one sloppy you-know-what performance by that offensive line today. It was embarrassingly bad. It was awful. 7 penalties in a practice. Inexcusable. Can't happen. Would never happen under Bill Callahan. They missed Bill Callahan. I'm telling you. The other thing I'm going to tell you, DeJuan Jones don't look nearly as good as he did last year right now. Does not look nearly as good. So they have it's not just a left tackle problem. They might have a right tackle problem, too.
Daryl is panicked.
Well, he said can't happen.
Daryl is panicked.
I would suggest this is when it can happen. This is the difference between...
Yeah, practice is actually when it could happen.
Yeah, like I have not been covering this nearly as closely as Daryl has over the years, and he's been doing this a very long time. He's seen a bunch of these. So maybe that's what stuck out to him.
But
I can't complain about that.
But I'm not going to... Listen, Andy Dickerson, I don't know him from anybody, okay? I've seen him walking through the hallway, and that's about it. Seems like a nice enough guy. Hell, but Bill Callahan also seemed like a nice enough guy. Bill Callahan had a pedigree. You knew him from the Raiders. You knew him from the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You knew him from Washington. You knew how good of an offensive mind he is. You know how good of an offensive line coach he is. I'll say this, and I'll shut up. Again, confirmation bias. There are major questions after Bill Callahan left to coach with his son about what's going to happen now. I can't use him as a binky for us fans for the rest of the year. If they go out there and they suck up the room week one, they'll own it, and I'll call them out for it. And the same thing for the rest of the season. And say that Andy Dickerson has a problem on his hands, or maybe he's a part of the problem on his hands. But just because Bill Callahan's gone, frankly, yes, there's false start penalties that go on. But when it comes to blocking schemes, and I got Jed Wills walking around in a sleeve on his leg, and I got Jack Conklin doing the same thing, there's some things I just have to understand about training camp right now. No offense to Daryl, I love him, but I think he's a little off the mark there.
Well, we have wondered, since Callahan left to join his son in Tennessee, we had wondered how big of a loss this truly was going to be. And we didn't want to go into the season saying, yeah, it's going to be humongous. So we've been trying to temper that, because why would you want to go in saying all of a sudden we've been a top five offensive line? Many would say the best offensive line, like, over the last 5 years. I don't want to go into the season and say now it's going to be some big deficiency. So I do think, hey, we've got to see. We've got to watch this line and make sure that it's not regressing. Yeah, they've had injuries, but they also had injuries last year. They were able to play through it. And for the most part, I thought that line still played really, really well. I don't know what that line is going to look like this year. I am curious. DeJuan Jones, that makes me a little nervous, but it is year two. There's going to be tape on him.
He did get surgery last year.
Yeah, he got injured.
And that's part of coming back from it. Now, he played back on Saturday, and I thought he played well on Saturday, going back and watching that. So I think Daryl might be a little worked into a shoot because of that. Because, guys, if we cannot conduct an offense whatsoever without Bill Callahan, then they should have just made Bill Callahan the head coach of the football
team.
Yeah,
or at least the OC.
Or they should have made him the offensive coordinator of the football team, and we were all wasting our time. He's a great assistant coach. He's a great football coach. But good God, the man is in his 60s. You knew he wasn't going to be here forever. He's not a safety blanket or security blanket for us. 216-474-0092. I'm sorry to get so worked up. Daryl's not here to defend himself.
I was surprised. Just like, it doesn't really bother me all that much. They were flagged a bunch during this. This is there's a long way to go. Like, yes, if that's what it is against Dallas in the opener, yes, I'll be panicking. Not going to panic about it, you know, at this stage, you know, on August 15th.
Mm-hmm. 216-474-0092. If you're panicked by what Daryl says, please go ahead and tell me. If it's an overreaction by Daryl, please go ahead and tell me. He's not even awake right now to defend himself, so it might be unfair, but damn it, I thought it was a little bit much. There are days where teams have bad days, and again, this usually flip-flops. They're going to work on two-minute drill today. I think they're going to do some goal line today, which that has a chance to get ratcheted up, red zone, things like that. There is definitely some things that they're going to work on today, and again, it might get a little bit emotional out there because your offense looked not so good, your defense looked really, really good, and vice versa for the Minnesota Vikings.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.